Hi, friends. Before we get started, do you know your number one marketing asset? Have you ever thought about that? No matter what kind of business you have, whether you're a coach, a consultant, maybe you host events, maybe you offer a service or even products. Have you thought about what your number one best marketing asset is? Well, I'm here to tell you today that it's you. And if you're not leveraging it, you're missing out on attracting your right people and actually growing your business. You're stalling the growth of your business by not leveraging you. You have to realize the market right now is totally packed and saturated. And in order for you to stand out, you're going to have to be unique. And in order to be unique, you can leverage your authentic self. It will make life so much easier. You will feel empowered and you will be ready to get out there and market your business. So make sure you get registered right now for the training. Scroll down in the show notes right now. There should be a little link in there. And you can also go to KimberlyBrock.com/vibe, V-I-B-E, because you're about to discover your authentic marketing vibe in the training. I can't wait. So anyways, make sure you register for that training. You will get the replays. If you can't be there, they'll be available for about a week. Okay. And then you will get the printables and you will be entered to win a super cute prize. So make sure you get registered now. I can't wait to see you on Wednesday. We're going to kick this off. It's the first time I've done this training officially, not inside one of my programs and outside to the public for free. So make sure you register and I'll see you on Wednesday, May 1st.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners, just like you, make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 231, and I am so glad that you are here today because we are talking about the most beautiful thing in your business. There's something that's really beautiful about your business. And there's two questions I want you to ponder about it. So we're going to discuss this today. I can't wait. I'm so glad you're here. If you're new, welcome. I'm so glad that you found this podcast. I have no doubt it's going to help you along your business journey, whether you're in the idea stage, whether you're starting, whether you're growing. This is for you. My whole mission is to help you build this business you love and do it in the right way so that you can sustain it for years to come and enjoy it like I have for many, many years. And if you're new, make sure you get plugged in. I've got a Facebook group that's called Women Starting Businesses Doing What We Love. If you scroll down in the show notes right now, there's a link to it. And you may be asking, why do I need to get in the Facebook group? Well, let me tell you why. Because you finally now have community with other women that are starting their businesses too. It's such a scary time and you can feel alone. Maybe you have questions that you need to ask. Maybe you just want random help or you need feedback on something. Now you have a place to do that. So make sure you click the link down below. It'll take you over to the Facebook page, the group page. You'll have to answer the three quick questions and then I'll let you in the group. Also too, if you're new, I have got a 16-step checklist for starting your business. It is super helpful. People tell me they absolutely love it. It's been downloaded thousands of times and you print it out. It's a one pager and it helps you make sure you're doing all the right things to get your business launched. And if you have been listening a while, thank you so much to all my loyal listeners. Y'all are beyond amazing. The notes and the DMs and the emails that I get are so heartwarming. They literally brighten my day. I can't even tell you, you know, I've been going all through this weird sickness stuff. And, you know, some days when I'm just feeling kind of icky and I read one of those, it literally brings a smile to my face and so much joy. And I just feel so humbled and grateful that you took the time to write something about the podcast. So today I'm going to read a review really quick. This is from Jen B. Wallace. It says, overwhelmed episode. That was the episode, y'all, where I talked about being stuck in overwhelm. You'll have to scroll down and find it because it's a fantastic episode. And she put, I love this episode. It really spoke to me. So inspiring. Thank you for this podcast. Oh, thank you so much, Jen B. Wallace. That is so wonderful. And you know what? I really appreciate that you took the time to write this. It means the world to me. So that's it. Okay, on to the episode. Well, hello, friends. How are you? How is everything going in your business? I'm dying to hear. I need to know. I need to know how you are. How are you feeling? Are you feeling good? Are you feeling excited? I sure hope you are, because y'all, this is the most awesome journey that you're on. You are getting to create something out of thin air. I want you to think about that for a minute. Like, think about before your idea, before anything, like, your business did not exist. Your skills and God-given gifts and talents were not being used in this way before now. And I want you to think about how amazing that is that you get to do this. It really is. Some of you may be saying, but you know what? I haven't even launched yet, or I haven't even gotten my first sale yet, or I'm not making the money I want to make yet. Don't even worry. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fact that you created something amazing out of nothing. And it's pretty awesome. Today, we're going to talk about the most beautiful thing about your business. Do you know what that is? Do you know what the most beautiful thing is? I can tell you what the most beautiful thing is about your business, because I see it all the time with my grow-getters and with coaching clients and people that I talk to and other business owners. I see it, y'all. It's obvious, the most beautiful thing about your business. So sit here for a second, just breathe. What might be the most beautiful thing? And I wonder what you're thinking. That you created something out of nothing, that is absolutely beautiful. That you're making money when you weren't before, that's beautiful. My goodness. That people are actually wanting to buy your stuff, okay, that is so beautiful. But do you know what the most beautiful thing is about your business? And this is a spoiler alert, because I'm just going to kick this off and tell you what it is, and I've got some questions to pose to you. This may not even be that long of an episode, but it's one that is thought-provoking. Okay, it really is. So don't let the time fool you if this ends up being a shorter episode. The most beautiful thing about your business is that moment when you're truly in your element. Maybe you're a creator. Maybe you're a maker. Maybe you're a writer. Maybe you're a coach like me, or a counselor or consultant. Maybe you're a fitness coach. Maybe you're a designer of some sort, an organizer. Maybe you're a curator. You put things together for people. When I see people like you in your moment, when you are lost in that process of doing what you do best, it is literally magical. I'm not even kidding. I was watching a client's video the other day. She had posted on social media, and she was in her element. And it almost brought tears to my eyes. I didn't even know what she was saying. I didn't even know what she was pointing at. Actually, I do know what she was pointing at. I'm just not even going to say it, because I just want this to be abstract, and I want y'all to think about it for yourself and imagine someone you know that you've seen in their element. And she was doing her thing. She was living her best minutes, using her God-given gifts to share something with you all. And it was beyond beautiful. It was breathtaking. And I want you to think about it right now. Have you ever had someone teach you something, or show you something, or be in front of you and do something amazing? Like, even a magician. Think about a magician when they're in their moment and they're doing their thing and they're in front of you. Or maybe you've seen the, like, David Blaine or any of those on TV, and you can just feel that they're in their moment. But you can also feel it when you see someone designing something or making art or pottery or jewelry or writing. Some people are amazing writers, or they're graphic designers, and they create something out of nothing. And that, those minutes when they're in there doing what they know they are gifted at, they're doing it, and time is not even around. Time is just another dimension. And they're doing it, and they're joyful, and they're focused, and they're on a mission. All of you, I want you to think about when you might be the most beautiful in your business. I'm not talking about beautiful in looks. I'm talking about being beautiful because you are just shining with joy or happiness or ability or motivation, whatever it is. What's that moment? I want you to think about it. This is seriously a thought-provoking episode. I want you to think about the moment when you feel like you're in your zone, when you're doing your best thing. And here's what I want you to do today. I want you to ask yourself that thing that you do best, whatever it is, think about it right now. Again, maybe creating with your hands, writing, coaching, motivating, teaching, whatever it is. Number one, ask yourself, what percentage of the time in my business am I actually doing that beautiful thing? And I think it's going to be eye-opening for you. I really do, because I know it is for me. I've been trying to do my thing more and more, what I think is my thing. We probably need to poll people and ask them what our thing is, because what if they say it's something different than we think? It might. But I think once you get your business rolling, you start realizing that moment when you're most joyful in your business. Like, think about it. That can help you. When are you most joyful? When do you feel like time is not an issue, that you are loving it? Like, this is what you love to do. Say it to yourself. What is it? Say it to yourself. You know what it is. I know you know. And ask yourself, how many minutes in a day or a week are you actually doing that thing? And we need to acknowledge this. You need to bring this forward and you need to say, okay, I'm really not doing it that much. Or I actually am doing it a lot. I think most of you are not doing it near enough. And there's a lot of reasons for that. There's a lot of reasons, because you're trying to build your business. You're trying to get all the back end up. You're trying to get all your finances together. You're trying to post on social. You're trying to figure out if you need to hire someone. You're trying to take care of kids or family or elderly parents, or you're traveling or you're volunteering. I mean, there's a million things that you're doing, okay? And so it's hard. I get it. I totally get it. But the people that are really most successful, I find, have the majority of their time doing what they do best. And how have they done that? They've probably hired people. That's the truth. They've hired people, either personally or in the business. They've hired people. They've gotten their business organized. So for a while, maybe they weren't doing what they do best all the time, because they're really trying to get everything organized and efficient, right? So ask yourself that today, because I think it's a wake-up call. I think when you ask yourself that question, you're going to feel the hard answer and go, man, I'm not doing what I do best enough. And when you think about things this way, it helps shape your decisions on what you should be doing in your business, what you should be creating. It's just like with my grow-getters. So many want to create this product and that product, or this service and that service, or this workshop or that course, and or this program or this coaching, or do these shows and that shows. And sometimes we have to just stop and go, what is the one that we feel most excited about? What is that thing? And you have to think about, what way do you feel you can best show up and do your beautiful thing, right? And be your most beautiful self. You can only do that when you've structured your business in a way that allows you to do that. Okay, so that's the first question about this. So the second question to ask yourself about the most beautiful thing that you do in your business is, how can I do more of it? How can I do more of it? You know what? In Grow Getters, we do this. We kind of look at our businesses. It's pretty easy to see. When you see the other women on the call, and when you join Grow Getters, you'll see it. We'll be on the Zoom calls, and you can tell when someone is talking about their business in a way that lights them up. You can see it. Or you may follow them on social and you can see it. And often we'll talk about this on our calls, and we say, that's what you should be focusing on. And they'll be trying to make decisions in their business, and we're like, nope. You should be doing this other thing. That's where you shine. That's your moment. That's when your God-given gifts truly are exposed and come out and are making a difference. So I want you to ask yourself today, how can I do more of that? And so you've got to think about your business right now. You may even need to get a pen and paper. Or if you're on your phone on a walk or something, or riding in the car as a passenger, you can get your notes app out or create a Google Doc. And write out, what are all these things that I'm doing that's taking up time from me doing my best thing? Now, again, in the beginning of your business, it's hard. You don't have 10 employees, right? And you are trying to get everything set up and figured out. It's hard. But know that that's your goal, to do your most beautiful thing as much as possible and do those other things less and outsource what you can. That's your goal, people. That is your goal. So today, if I could be a fly on a wall and see you doing your most beautiful thing, that you think, that you enjoy, that's exhilarating, that you feel so fulfilled by, if I could see you doing that, how much time would I really see you doing that? How much time? It's not enough. Today, this is a wake-up call. This is a wake-up call to you to get your business organized. And you may need to do less. You may need to simplify more, okay? You don't need a bazillion offerings right now. You just don't. You don't need a bazillion bells and whistles. You need to be smart, keep things simple, hire out when you can, and do that beautiful thing as much as you can. One more time, let me repeat the questions to ask yourself today. How much am I doing that most beautiful thing? That's number one. Number two, how can I do more of it? Okay? I hope this really touches you today. I really do. Because it's so important. We lose sight of the big picture of our business. And we want to get to that, right? We want to get to the point where we're doing the beautiful thing the most. Okay? And it's okay if it's not right now, but you got to work to it. And if this is you today going, yes, that's me. I need to work toward this. Know that I have Grow Getters for people just like you. If you're a new business owner, whether you've got a product, service, coaching program, you're doing workshops, anything that you are working on and you're making it, you're curating it, you're offering it to the world, then I want to invite you in Grow Getters. You can join, and maybe if it's not open today, at least get on the waitlist because I do notify my waitlisters of secret opens. And I would love to have you in there. We would love to welcome you in and support you and help you see your gifts and help you leverage those in every piece of your business so that the whole thing can be beautiful. So that the whole business feels beautiful and exhilarating and fun. And you actually stand out. Do you know that too? You stand out when you're leveraging your gifts. So today, think about your gifts. Think about what's beautiful and think about joining Grow Getters because we would love to have you. You can go to grow-getters.com or you can scroll down in the show notes below. That's it. I hope you all have a great day. Try to do more of your beautiful thing. I can't wait to see you and meet you hopefully inside of Grow Getters. Okay, have a great day. Bye.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com. And yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.